Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. 5 o'clock hour. Jay Foreman, DP Harrison is sitting in today. We are Old School. Brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop. 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, two Lincoln locations.
I never got my goodie bag.
From where? The Mercado?
Yeah, remember he said he brought...
It's in the back, in the freezer. Dog, there is pounds of meat. If you did not get a goodie bag, you better start checking the people that are here during the day.
When he bought the jerky, he said, I'm coming back to bring you.
Oh, well, we've been out at Wings and Rings.
Okay.
He only gets like a couple days off, I think, like a month or something. Anyways, pivot from the NCAA. We'll catch that at the end of the hour. Deion Sanders made a statement about Travis Hunter, which is obviously, you know, he's very close to. Obviously, mm-hmm. you know, it's a personal relationship, and obviously that's why, you know, he's chosen to follow him up to Colorado. And his son, you know, in a roundabout way saying that he's going to try to dictate where they're taken in the draft, kind of a la more the Manning family when it had to deal with Eli. And understandably so, you got to think where Deion has the experience of obviously being in the NFL, being a Hall of Famer, and then obviously being in the media for essentially ever since he, you know, finished playing. He knows the ins and outs of the certain ownership groups and teams and what it can and can't do for your career. And, you know, the difference between for some players of having an okay career versus a, you know, good career to great is where they're drafted and who drafts them and all that stuff. And just like we talked about the transfer portal or Vermel or anybody like that, you got to get a good opportunity. So it's totally understandable, but the biggest sticking point for both the players, what they have to do is make sure that they play well enough to be drafted at a high enough spot, potentially supply and demand withstanding, that they can dictate to where they go. But it's a good opportunity to show players when you have good mentorship, leadership, agent, or, you know, somebody that can advise you in this process. That's not affiliated maybe with your school or, you know, or just somebody that has no, you know, skin in the game. Now, Deion has skin in the game because it's his son. He doesn't need anything from his son, obviously financial or anything like that. He wants the best for him. Travis Hunter as well. So, you know, it could be a trend, but you have to be able to be the type of player as a trend. I could not do that, right? I was late, you know, draft pick. When you go first round or somewhere like that, you want to make sure that you get in the best place possible to further your career. You're seeing it, you know, case in point, Justin Fields. Chicago Bears did a terrible job of managing him and putting the best foot forward to see what type of quarterback they got. Mac Jones with the greatest, you know, you could argue the Patriots didn't do the best of their job. Now, I think Mac Jones had a lot to do with himself, mm-hmm. but we've seen it over and over and over. I was down in Houston with David Carr. You know, we had probably one of the worst NFL lines in NFL history with a rookie quarterback that came from Fresno State. Now eventually we drafted Andre Johnson, who ended up being a Hall of Fame wide receiver. We had Dominic Davis, who was a dominant running back, but then he had a degenerative knee issue. So then you lose some running back, and then Arian Foster and those guys came. But you got to think that's year 8-9 in David Carr's career. The battle wounds and the PTSD is already built into his quarterback DNA. Mm-hmm. Versus if you look at a perfect way to manage a quarterback, right? Draft Peyton Manning to the Colts. Everything's about him. Who does Peyton Manning have his first year? Marshall Faulk, who is essentially like a quarterback on the field. He taught him blitz pickup. He righted the wrong when Peyton maybe wasn't making the right checks. Marvin Harrison and Ken Dilger, who was a really good tight end. And then they obviously had Marcus Pollard and Dallas Clark and all those guys. Mm-hmm. And then they continued to add pieces built around their quarterback. Got better at the offensive line when they struggled a little bit. But they started with Tariq Glenn. Then they hit Jeff Saturday, and they did a really good job of scouting them. And then they started to get certain pieces around them. What else they do? Trade Marshall Faulk, draft Edgerrin James. Out goes one Hall of Famer, in comes the next. That's how you manage a career. That's how you end up having one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. And you see it all the time. You can look at it even with the Patriots and Brady. You know, they kind of stair-stepped his progress, and then once he was ready to take off, then he was well off.
Mahomes, Alex Smith, Green Bay Packers. They're right. Putting out a blueprint on them, exactly what you're talking about.
There's teams that do it right, and then I understand where Deion's coming from. And so, you know, as long as your son and Travis Hunter, you know, you can say whatever you want about his kid. Now, look, if it was my son, I probably wouldn't want you to be wearing a Rolex before the game, because we're going to keep that in house. We're going to make sure we get that as a collector's item. Being able to be pinpoint accurate with the football is a lost art. He can play the position. So you can say whatever you want about his dad. You can say whatever you want about, he has too many endorsements. His dad has done a really good job of showing him the business side and taking him along as everybody else does. No different than Archie Manning did with all his sons. It's no different than Peyton Manning is going to do with his sons. No, Eli is just way it goes. Right. Mm-hmm. He can play the quarterback position, man. And that's one thing he's been blessed to do. He's been, you know, taught well. He has a good mindset for it. And Travis Hunter is a generational maybe talent where he can play both ways at the next level. I mean, there's a lot that has to be done in order to do it. But with this day and age of social media and stuff like that, you're able to control your destiny a lot more than when I played. And more power to him. You got to, you know, put up or shut up. But, you know, they've done a good job of that so far. And a lot depends on how good Colorado plays this year. They can play as good as they want besides when they play us. And, you know, you wish them all the luck, because you want to see guys to be able in this day and age, right? There's no loyalty. We're talking about it right now on a college level. There's no loyalty in high school, right? We talked about it when it was state high school championships. There's no loyalty in professional sports. So with that being said, you got to make sure that, you know, these guys are in a great opportunity to take advantage of the opportunity that they have. And if you have good examples of it, even if you don't fully agree with it, you want them to be able to, get the fruits of their labor. So, mm-hmm. More power to him trying to do it. And I do understand where he's coming from, especially at the quarterback position. That is huge. That is huge. It's for the part of the reason why Russell Wilson is able to go to Pittsburgh after having a rocky time in a year and a half in Denver, two seasons, a year and a half. Is because the way that his career was fostered in Seattle early that led him to Hall of Fame career, you're able to go to Pittsburgh. And now Pittsburgh is pretty much hoping that you revitalize your career along with revitalize Justin Fields' career as well. So, I mean, that's just the way it goes.
Yeah, like a lot of people still can't figure out, is Bryce Young good or bad, or is it just the Carolina Panthers? Like, that's what you're talking about, that situation. He's wasting a lot of his early years while he has potential to. I don't care who you put on that route. You can put Patrick Mahomes. That team's going to struggle.
Did you get to see the survey of agents who were talking about ranking NFL teams on their ability or inability to draft? And they went back and they said, okay, 30 years. 30 years. Let's go. Okay. There's room for wiggle mm-hmm. in 30 years. You can have a good stretch, but at some point you have to do some things right. Who do you think ranked last as the worst? I'll say, give me the three worst drafting teams. And there's a whole lot of rules to it, right? Like, did you get starters, first team all pros, second team all pros, Super Bowl wins? Those are like things that you can measure. Mm-hmm. Who do you think are the worst?
Jets have got to be in there because they're drafting quarterbacks. That's one of the toughest things to predict.
The Jets are. Yeah,
Bears might be in there too.
The Jets are 27th
out of 32.
Out of 32.
That was right on par with
them. Okay.
Where are the Bears at?
The Bears are 25th.
That's because they hit it out of the park with Lance Briggs. Well, that's the defensive guy.
That mm-hmm. saved them. That saved them. But they have, in the last, you're talking about no first team All Pros, no second team All Pros, and no Super Bowl winning players who won. The Bears haven't won in that 30 years. So you're really kind of.
It's Panthers.
And that Justin Fields is the best pick that they've had in mm-hmm. 30 years.
Is Arizona in there?
Arizona is in fact in there. You know, right? Like, because this is the thing, and people don't understand. Arizona is 31.
And here's the problem, because back in the day, Arizona was the NFL version of the Montreal Expos. They would draft Hall of Fame players, said, you know what? You're really, really good. I don't want to pay you. But guess what, Simeon Rice? Go to Tampa and go be a Hall of Famer. And all these other guys, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. it's, you know, you could say, you know, sometimes it's the ownership thing. Sometimes I think the draft is tricky. Because you got guys that get drafted that you just get a rash of injuries, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't get out of the starting blocks. Then you have to sit there and wait. Okay, here's a perfect example. Kyle Vandenbosch, right? Durable player when he was here, really, really good player when he was here, just had a bunch of unfortunate injuries in his first 4 years with the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. So guess what they said? Oh, you're injury prone. You can't play anymore. But when he played, he was productive. Well, then he has to gamble, right? Jeff Fisher and Tennessee Titans gambled, right? And I think their defensive, one of their coach came, was there. So he knew the player. This does not happen a lot. Kyle Vandenbosch goes there, rest is history. All pro, Pro Bowl, big contract, goes to Detroit, big contract, ends up having a really good career. There's a ton of Kyle Vandenbosches out there that don't get that real opportunity. And that's why the draft is really, that's just a small part. Then you get guys that are, you might, and I know the Raiders has got to be the one of the worst because they always pick the fastest guy and the guy who could throw the
text farthest. Line's been screaming Raiders.
Right. So they'll go pick Jamarcus Russell to be the leader of their team. Now, this is nothing against Jamarcus Russell, right? Because I think you don't have, again, like I said about David Carr, you don't have people around him to either show him how to be a pro or support him to be a pro. So he was like a part-time starter at LSU, I think, right? Because they lost two games and still won a national championship. Mm-hmm. But how he got drafted, the Raiders went down there because he has a cannon for an arm. Probably still can throw it from here to like 40th and O Street, right? So he threw something like 75 yards from his knees. Al Davis is like, oh, well, you're the quarterback of my future. So here's what you do. You take a guy that doesn't have a lot of starting experience, maybe doesn't have the work ethic, obviously, or the these are just kind of the.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Things you need, right, to be successful. and they say, here's a boatload of money. And then you go to the Raiders of all places where
you think it's perfect.
Hold on. Then you listen, then you go to the Raiders of all places where practice is optional.
Yeah, like you like
if you just decided, like I've heard stories where you decided, you know what? Hey, coach, I ain't gonna do it. I'll see you on Sunday.
I took a personal day.
Right. like just that type of stuff. And then here you are trying to lead a franchise, right? So you go from tremendous structure to say at LSU would say Nick Saban, whoever is there, that structure to no structure, a ton of money, and you don't have any experience versus the draft really works out with. I watched Tom Brady in college. I was like, there's no way he goes past the third round. Somehow he gets to the sixth round, right? So then he goes from Michigan, chip on his shoulder, tremendous amount of structure, sits behind Drew Bledsoe, gets his opportunity. And they have the whole gamut. So for him to be successful, he starts to mature. He's the greatest quarterback of all time.
But they, so here's the thing.
But though, the Raiders do Raiders things.
Right. Right. Okay? Like people know, like imagine again, the people who are paid to manage talent that's in the league and going into the league, right? That they have had these conversations and they've confirmed these conversations with the Players Association, because the Players Association needs to understand that, listen, not all of these things are equal. Not all of these teams are equal. So if you get drafted, you could be drafted number one by team A, and it could be a 67% success rate for that pick to work, for you drafted by that team and that position for it to work. Then there are others, the very same player, if drafted to a list of seven teams, the likelihood that they not only fail at that team, that they are the rest of their career is hindered by the fact that they get muddied by this. So here are the bottom 10. Well, I'll tell you, the Raiders are 21st.
Dang.
21st.
They must like somebody.
Over well, there. Max Crosby Bro. And Josh Jacobs.
Oh, this is the last 30
fix
years.
A lot, right? Yeah, fix the a last lot. 30 years. Right? Yeah. Then the Atlanta Falcons. Thank you, Kyle Pitts and AJ Terrell, for keeping them out of the bottom of the pit. Right? Then you have the New York Football Giants. Thank you, Dexter Lawrence, Saquon Barkley, et cetera. Then it's the Washington Commanders. Thank you, Terry McLaurin, Sweat Payne. But again, if you measure that again a year later, that number goes way down because they're gone other than Terry Lawrence. Okay, so there. 25, the Bears. Now, again, if you're in the top eight picks, you're in that lottery space for football, that you're going to get picked by one of these teams, likely picked by one of these teams. And in some cases, two of the top 10 players will be drafted by one of these teams. So here's so of course they're saying, hey, bro, nah, don't draft me. Bears at 25. Again, Justin Fields being the best.
You don't want a Chicago dog? You don't want to have a Chicago dog?
The Broncos are behind the Broncos are behind the Bears. Again, Patrick Surtain, Jerry Jeudy, Courtland Sutton, then the Jets, again, who not really, I mean, Sauce Gardner and Williams giving you.
You shouldn't even get credit for them right now.
Right, like that's the part, right? Again.
You shouldn't, they even got their second contract. Right. You shouldn't even be giving them credit. The Jets Carolina is always last.
Carolina Panthers, again, that J.C. Horn, Dante Jackson, Brian Burns, all like deuces. Like let me find a way. The Texans, thank goodness for their last pick because it keeps them out of the bottom. Otherwise, they're the worst. 30. Ready for this? Detroit Lions. That without Aiden Hutchins, you have to go back. It's a horrible drafting organization. Horrible. The Cardinals are 31, and that's with Kyler Murray, Simmons, Rondale Moore, etc. They're still next to last. Who do you think the worst? And again, if you're Deion or anybody who has a player going to the draft, the team that you hope you will drop to a knee and pray that this team does not pick your athlete, because here's the thing. They have, holy cow. Oh, this is bad. They have one play, like this is a group that, again, if they don't get to the wild card bye, they are running at zero at all of the measurables.
San Fran?
Jacksonville.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
That without Trevor Lawrence and ETN, you're talking, and then them making it to the first round.
Josh Allen and
right. Yeah. That it's so listen, the players union knows, the agents know, And as a matter of statement, the league knows that there are certain places that we should be pretty. Think about it. If you have those three players from Colorado coming into the league, you want them in a showcase, not a cellar.
Yeah.
You want them
to go. They should give you extra money to go to Jacksonville.
That part.
What they call it, the Jacksonville tax?
Right, Jay?
Yeah. I mean, hey, if I'm going to the Jets to play quarterback, I need pre-existing injuries.
Right. So if you
compensation.
So Jay Foreman Jr., Jay would be on the phone.
Hey, listen, man. Y'all can't take Junior. First of all, I'm not living there. Second of all, I'm not trying to fight your coaches every day.
Yeah, well, especially if you, like you said, if you have players that can, you know, it's a supply and demand. You play good. As much as flamboyant as you know, Deion's perceived to be, he's a really good businessman. But I also know that, you know, for a fact, he has a ton of respect in the NFL. You might not like his delivery, right? But he's on point majority of the time. You know, so it'll be pretty interesting to see. The good thing for him, I think when those three, just in particular his son and Travis Hunter, get to the league, you know what's going to be? Football is going to become a lot easier for them. You know what I mean? Because college, it's different. Where everybody that's in college, the fans, the opposing fans, they just want you to fail and they just look for anything that you say or do. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like they're like ravages. Where in the NFL is like, if you're good, they're fine with it. They don't care what you do, because you can see the way these guys come and show up to games. Cam Newton looks like my grandma. Hey, they do not care. Long as they want you to do is get in the end zone or do whatever. So they just got to get there, and then, you know, they got to put up the best position for them, and that's smart on their point. And to DP's point, here's the thing, is if you look at it, right, Willie McGinnis is different, but he's not, because I think Willie McGinnis got into some legal trouble, but just bear with me here. Him and Mike Vrabel, right? Both of them played at the Patriots, both of them, I think probably Harrison played 15 years. Both of them really good players. I think Willie McGinnis has the NFL record for the most sacks in the playoffs. Vrabel played every position possible. Defensive line, tight end, outside linebacker, inside linebacker, special teams, right? So at the end of their career, where does Vrabel go? To the Chiefs, right? Kind of locker room guy. Ends up playing well. I mean, don't make it out to think like he's scrubbed. Willie McGinnis goes where? With Romeo Crennel to Cleveland. Why? They're at the end of their career. They're trusted, and they come from the Patriots, so they get like a 4-year golden package, golden parachute package, right? Now let's fast forward to coaching. How does Vrabel? What does he do? Kind of fast track up the, rightfully so. So I'm not. This is just reality. So rightfully so, up fast track, ends up should be a head NFL head coach, right? What does Willie McGinnis do? Right, good looking brother out in L.A. They started the NFL Network out in L.A. Was big time on TV until he had a personal mishap. But on the flip side, if Willie McGinnis ended up getting drafted by Philly, okay, by I don't know who would be, or not by Philly, but by the Cardinals, I don't know who the coach was at that time. I guarantee you don't hear about Willie McGinnis right now. And if Vrabel went to the Raiders, right? Same player, same situation, you don't hear from.
Like it is so important.
It's huge.
Like we were talking about this with Farley, and I said, Farley, if you could have chosen who you were going to play for, you would have certainly chosen somebody who would use you the way that you had success.
Are you talking about the NFL?
Yeah,
yeah. He would have needed
Bears.
Farley would have been
46.
He would have been really good.
46.
You know what Farley would have been really good is he would have been really good. Everything was standing for like Greg Williams.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm telling you.
Great special teams player.
Because you know who Greg Williams had? He had Blaine Bishop from Ball State. Same player. Mm-hmm. But Farley was faster. And that's it's just no
good. He'd have been a mini Wilbur Marshall. If he had been used where you allow Wilbur to just jump in coverage and blitz off the corner, you would have. I give Buddy Ryan credit for that because he could have misused Wilbur Marshall.
Yeah, he could have tried to probably make him a defensive end or something.
Right. And Farley, if you had just put him out there and said, like Monty Coleman, He could have been misused in so many teams that he'd have never got on the field. Superman was sitting on the sideline with his cape on.
It always baffles me that we just had Nebraska Pro Day last week. Mm-hmm. So just say, when I played, we ran a 4-3 or a 4-man front. So then you'll go and watch these guys at a 4-man. So we played four or five years in a 4-man front. That's the tape you're evaluating people on, right? Mm-hmm. I have perfect experience with this when I was in the scouting with Houston. And then you like spend all this time and then you're like, oh, we're going to take a dude that was a 3 technique and maybe you could play outside linebacker. Listen, that's not happening. And here, and you want to know what's funny is because I was doing some stuff with Houston and we went up to watch J.J. Watt. And so teams, and J.J. Watt's a phenomenal athlete. I didn't really realize how big and fast he was just because, you know, didn't really know. So he did the D-line drills and he just blew through everything, right? So everybody, so he was great. He wanted to do some teams had him up there, was working him out at linebacker. He was 280 pounds. Now, he could drop and knew how to do it and he could karaoke and get out there to the flat. Remember sitting in this big old room with Wade Phillips, the D coordinator. They're talking about, can he play outside linebacker and all this other stuff, right? Is he good enough? Is he going to be able to rush the passer? And Wade Phillips, and Wade never, he cursed, but never really got to, Wade's like flatline. And if he probably had his hat, he would have threw his hat down. And he was like, gosh darn it. He might be the best thing since like Howie Long. We got a draft. I mean, in the Southern draw, and Wade's voice didn't get even close to where I was. And the next thing you know, and he's like, I'll put my career on it. Now, granted, you can need a coach that's willing to do that, nor now the rest is history. So you got a lot of people out there trying to reinvent the wheel. And some guys can make the transition to, like, Willie McGinnis was a DN in college, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Just so happened, Bill Parcells had a little bit of experience of coaching a guy that went from DN to outside linebacker by the name of Lawrence Taylor. So I trust Bill Parcells being what he's thinking. Very rarely does it work out, and that's what the draft is about. So hopefully it works out for Deion and everybody else involved and any other players that are moving on in the forward. So anyways, we're going to take a quick break, come back, give our NCAA thoughts as we get into the Sweet 16. Is it UConn against the field, or who could upset UConn, or better yet, what will it take to knock off the defending champions that look pretty good right now? Jay Foreman, DP Harrison, we'll be right back.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.